The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
The topic we have for today is digital detox tools. And of course, the irony of this is most of those tools that you're about to offer us are apps on the phone. It doesn't that defeat the purpose?
It's a fair point and a fair argument. However, not in all cases. And first of all, I should say that, you know, there's a lot of scientific evidence when people say, does using your phone affect your sleep? Should you stop before bedtime? And yes, there is lots of evidence that it does. And it can also have a big impact on your overall health. Doom scrolling, which many of us engage in, distracts us, keeps us awake, stimulates the brain, and it actually delays REM sleep, and it keeps your mind engaged before you go to bed. And the light from your phone screen also has an impact. And we know there's a lot of research into blue light, that artificial colour that mimics daylight. Great during the day, makes you feel more alert, but it's the opposite effect that you want to have at nighttime. So the idea of some of the apps that I'm going to tell you about is that they help monitor your screen time. They encourage you, perhaps, to do less at night time with your phone. And also, they can also help parents keep an eye on kids.
Okay, well, I'm going to start downloading some of these ones as you recommend them to me, because quite a lot of them are free, although they may have in-app purchases. So what's Moment?
Moment is very good, available on iOS, and it is one that's free with in-app purchases. What I like about it, it tracks your daily screen time, and that's really useful. And it also provides insights on app usage. Are you using something too much? And so perhaps Instagram is affecting you and making you feel a little bit down, or maybe Facebook. Maybe you're spending too much time in WhatsApp groups. Just seeing the numbers can help you kind of shake yourself. And the app also offers these kind of coaching sessions to reduce phone addiction. And you can set limits and reminders. And if you are trying to give up, and you need to kind of, I think, treat it almost like, you know, quitting if you're trying to cut down on the booze or you're trying to cut down on cigarettes, it's not dissimilar. So getting these limits and reminders is useful.
I'm just looking in my app store and there's loads of apps which say Moment. So is it Moment Mobile, a productivity app? Is that the one?
No.
This is the issue. It's difficult to find these a lot of the time, isn't it?
And there are a number of them, not dissimilar. Say Digital Wellbeing, which is also available on Android. Again, that's free. Tracks app usage and screen time. What I like about this one is it has a wind down feature with grayscale, so that blue light we mentioned goes away, and it also has a do not disturb mode. And again, it has the app timers to limit or remind you about daily usage. Why it's particularly good, I think, is it's really integrated with Android system settings, so it's seamless to set and follow those kind of digital wellness goals.
Okay, so that's Moment for iOS and Digital Wellbeing with Android. And what about OffTime?
OffTime is good, and it's available for both iOS and Android in-app purchases, but it's free and it's clever. One of the things I like that it does well is it blocks distracting apps and notifications. And so the way you set it up is you actually create different profiles for different activities. So you can have a work mode, a family mode. It does the usage analytics and the insights, and cleverly, it lets people, if somebody's in contact with you, it lets them know that you're, it automatically lets them know that you're offline. So the idea of the custom profiles that helps you manage the screen time, that's tailored to different parts of your life, daytime, nighttime, that's a nice feature.
What's Forest?
Forest is wonderful. And Forest costs a couple of dollars. There are additional in-app purchases available. But basically, it encourages your focus time by planting virtual trees. And there's kind of this reward. It's gamifying the whole thing. And you get rewarded for your focus. And it provides good usage statistics as well. But connected to the app is an initiative that actually does real-life planting of trees with the credits that you've earned. And there's also some nice social features where you compete with friends, but you're kind of competing with them in a in a gamified way, but it's also a very positive way. So for people who do like to be rewarded, you know, when you hit your steps every day and your phone beeps and says, well done, Matt, you've done 10,000 steps. For people who get a little buzz like that, Forest is a good option. And why I like it is it really does, it kind of makes focusing in your day, makes it fun, makes it rewarding. And I mean, how lovely is contributing to the real world planting of trees?
Okay, Freedom costs £7 a month. What do you get for that?
Freedom is very good though, and it's available for both mobile platforms, and it's available on Windows and Mac OS as well. And it's clever because it blocks the distracting websites and apps across all your devices. So when you sign up, you can say, okay, you know, I don't want to get those instant messages. I don't want to get those notifications. You can schedule recurring sessions for focused work or study, I would say as well. And it syncs across all your devices. So your laptop or your iPad won't disturb you in the evening. And when you go to bed, your phone again is limited. You get the usage statistics and the productivity tracking. And I suppose the thing about it is it's multi-device support. This is what I love. It means that you stay focused regardless of what device you're using. It kind of gets to know your life and syncs the whole thing together.
Okay. Now, Headspace, I think, is a quite well-known one, which costs about €13 a month. But for those not familiar with it, why are you recommending it?
Headspace, and it's not cheap, but it's quite a serious and well-built and acknowledged effective app. And
it's for mindfulness, really.
Yeah,
isn't it, meditation.
Yeah. It's available for iOS and Android, but for anybody who's on a platinum or the high plans with one of the credit card or banks, some of them actually give a Headspace subscription. I won't say which one, but I got a free Headspace subscription, which is why I tried it. And what it has is it has guided meditations and mindfulness exercises. And you think, oh, I'm not sure if that's for me. It really works.
And is it?
It really works. This app really works. And it has these very, very well done wind down routines and this kind of focus improvement programs. They do stress reduction, but what I like is the mindful notifications encourage you to take breaks. And, you know, if meditation's not for you, I would say, okay, do have a look at it. And I think there's a 1 week trial or something like that. It combines digital wellness, which is good and what we're talking about, but it also combines that with mindfulness practice, and you get this kind of holistic approach to reducing stress and improving sleep.
One final one, Custodio, which I think you think is a good one for parents to put on their children's mobile device.
Yes, it is. And there's a basic plan that's free. Otherwise, it's about 50, 55 euros a year. It monitors the screen time and the app usage of the kids, but it has web and app filtering. It also has location tracking, so you can also keep an eye on the kids if you're saying, listen, I want to know that you're going where you say you're going. And there are real-time alerts for the parents and daily activity reports. So it's a great way to monitor children's screen time effectively. It has really comprehensive parental controls, and it is really focused on making sure that children have a safe and balanced digital experience while allowing parents to stay informed, and you are in charge of setting the appropriate limits.
Thank you, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.